It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us tonight, Wendy Dio. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Doing great. Thanks for being on the show once again. We've got a lot going on. Obviously, the Dio Returns Hologram Tour. There have been one-time hologram shows before, Wendy, but a full touring production is altogether different. In a logistical sense, what's the biggest challenge about pioneering something that really hasn't been done?
Well, you've got a lot of naysayers. That's probably the first thing, which is fine. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but I think they should see what they're naysaying about before they criticize it. It's a lot of work, This is a new one. We did one last year in Europe. We did a few dates, and we did the first date at Wacken in 2016. This is a brand new hologram that's totally improved. Technology changes all the time, and this one is the most updated technology so far, and I'm really, really pleased with it. And we've got lots of the other stuff going on, loads of effects that go on, and obviously we are touring with Ronnie's Dio band that he played with for the last 17 years. So it's the Dio band playing with Ronnie as hologram and Ronnie's voice. So I'm very excited about it.
Full Metal Jackie, Wendy Dio is my guest on the show tonight. And hey, right now I'm going to play you a new tune from Death Angel. Their new album comes out next week. It's a title track for you now, Humanicide. It's Full Metal Jackie, Wendy Dio on the show with us tonight. And we're talking about the Dio Returns Hologram Tour. And people have strong opinions about the idea of hologram performances. What strengthens your conviction that it's a justifiable representation of everything Ronnie believed in?
Well, if the people that saw the Sacred Heart Tour in 1985-86, Ronnie tried to create a hologram then with his head in a crystal ball. And that was done with rear projection. But he was always excited about holograms. And we would go to Disneyland and he'd always look at them and go, oh, this is amazing. And he would try to create a hologram himself. So I'm sure this would have his blessing. He was very much into an innovator of music and technology. And I think he would give his blessing to this.
Full Metal Jackie with Wendy Dio on the show tonight. Coming up, music from Metallica. We're going to check out a new tune from the hugely influential Diamond Head, who just put out a new album called The Coffin Train. And we'll have more with Wendy. Stick around. Beast! It's Full Metal Jackie, Wendy Dio on the show with us tonight. And Wendy, it's hard to believe, but next year makes 10 years since Ronnie passed away. Are there plans?
Yeah, sometimes it seems like only yesterday, and other times it seems like a lifetime. It's 10 years. It's a lifetime. It seems like a long, long way. But as I said, I try everything to keep his music and his legend alive.
Do you have plans for any special releases or new events to commemorate his life and music?
Yes, we do. We have a lot of stuff in the works. We are actually now looking at different venues to do a show for the anniversary. And we've signed with BMG, and so we have a lot of stuff coming out and re-releases. There was a lot of different stuff that's never been heard before, you know, from live shows and different things. And there might be some stuff that Ronnie was working on, and if it's good enough, we can put that on too. So we're working on a lot of stuff coming out.
Wendy Dio with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Still to come, music from Judas Priest, Halloween. Going to hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. Wendy Dio is my guest on the show tonight, and we're talking about the Dio Returns Hologram Tour. Wendy, the way Ronnie was singing on stage less than a year before he passed, no one could have guessed he was ill. What was the source of his strength?
Ronnie was a very strong human being, and he also didn't believe that, even when he was diagnosed, he did not believe he was going to die. We fought everything we possibly could. In fact, he was accepting the Golden Gods Award 3 weeks before he passed away. And we always thought we were going to beat it. And, you know, he had complained about indigestion for many years, and I actually had taken him to a specialist about 7 years before he passed because he had this indigestion all the time, and they just kind of gave him tests for his heart and everything and said, oh, it's just a gas bubble. Had I known what we know now, I would always have said, go get checked up, get a colonoscopy, get checked up. And I think that's what we try to put across all the time, is early detection saves lives. And men are very hard. They don't want to go get checked up, but they should. It's very, very important.
Wendy Dio with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. This hour, we're going to be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Got music from Iron Maiden, Pantera, and more with Wendy Dio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Wendy Dio is my guest on the show tonight. And you were Ronnie's manager for many years. What makes overseeing a legacy different from managing a career?
Well, I don't think it's that much different, except I don't have him nagging at me. No, it's really maybe a bit harder because obviously you don't have the artist there, and he's not there to do interviews or anything. But I mean, we just carry on doing whatever we can and bringing up stuff and putting it, you know, his music in front of people, talking about him, doing exactly what we can. I mean, his book will be coming out next year. I'm working with Mick Wall on that, and then we're working with BMG on a documentary. So all those things we're still I'm working on to keep his music and legend alive.
Full Metal Jackie coming up next. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also new music from After the Burial, and more with our guest, Wendy Dio. Full Metal Jackie, Wendy Dio is with us on the show tonight. And Wendy, you have a Dio documentary in the works. What's the most compelling thing about Ronnie James Dio that needs to be at the heart of telling his story?
Well, Ronnie was a very special human being. He loved people. He loved his fans. He was a great storyteller. He loved, as I said, he loved people. And he just was a very special person. Not only was he an amazing talent with an amazing voice and amazing stage presence, but he also was a wonderful human being who took the time to talk to people, whether they were 8 or 80 and everything in between. And I think that was just, he just was a special person that I think they broke the mold when he passed away.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Wendy Dio with us. Catch the Dio Returns Hologram Tour. Wendy, thank you so much for taking the time and being on the show again. I wish you the best of luck with all of these things that are coming up, and thank you.
And thank you, Jackie, for always supporting us all the time. We really, really appreciate it. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you.
Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.